Darling, you were unexpected. I didn't see you coming. I really didn't. When you walked into my life, it wasn't some dramatic stage entrance. There wasn't theme music to clue me into that something monumental was about to happen. There wasn't a spotlight. Even though I couldn't take my eyes off of you. I just didn't know. I had absolutely no idea. That seems so strange to me now. When I met you, I didn't know. I didn't know that you were going to become such a large part of my life. I didn't know that I would want you to be such a large part of my life. Being honest, I wasn't sure I would want anyone to be. Not for a while, anyway. The simple truth is, in the beginning, I didn't know how long you would stay. I didn't know if you would stick around. Previous experience had taught me to be cautious. I spent the first few weeks, the first few months, just full of excitement. This overwhelming excitement. Every little thing just added to it. Every new experience we had together. Every touch, every kiss. But under the excitement, there was nervousness. Just this sense of impending dread. Waiting for the other shoe to drop. I've gotten used to the idea that the moment you get excited, the moment you get invested, the moment you start to care, that's the moment where everything just goes badly. Where it just slips from your grasp. I've learned the hard way that once you think you have something that's yours, well, that moment is the same moment when it lets you know that it was never yours, that you were a fool, an idiot. But you, you are definitely something that I am not used to. The way you look at life, the way you handle things, the way you look at me, it's unfamiliar, it's foreign, but I like it. I like discovering new things about you. I enjoy it. And it doesn't matter whether it's by you telling me or me catching a glimpse of you, a moment of you being who you actually are. Just natural and unfeigned. It's actually really nice. The way you don't get tired of me. The way that you like having me around, even though part of me is just waiting for you to say it. To say that you're sick of me. I appreciate how straightforward you are. If I ever do something that gets to you, that annoys you, that aggravates you, you just tell me. You don't bottle it up, you don't fume and seethe, you just tell me. Because that's you. You're not afraid to do that kind of thing, to just be honest. And you respect me. I adore that you respect me. And it's such a small thing, but it's such a big thing. The choices I make, the decisions I make, my ideas, everything that's important to me, you respect them. And that means so much to me. And I've never had that before. Not real respect. I got lost in the moments. Lost in the excitement, lost in the feelings, and somewhere along the way I fell completely and utterly in love with you. I didn't intend to. I wasn't planning on it. I really, really wasn't planning on it, but I just fell in love. And it's wonderful. And it's absolutely terrifying. Sometimes I'm just petrified. It scares me. It scares me that somehow my heart has made room for someone. Made room in a way that I've never done before. You've made my heart your home. And I've never had that before. It scares me that I can love someone so, so much already. But still feel like I don't know you. Not the way I should. Because I want to know you. I want to know all of the little things. Because you fascinate me. It scares me because I let my guard down. I let my guard down and I think about the future. I see a future and it's not forced. It's not suffocating. I don't feel trapped or constrained. It's something to look forward to. It scares me that I can look at you and see a person that I want to spend a life with. It scares me that I can look at you and see home in a person. But at the same time, as scary as it is, loving you has been sublime. More incredible than anything I've ever felt. The moments where I know that I can have awful days, terrible days, absolutely shitty days, and you'll be there. You'll wrap your arms around me, pull me close, and you won't ask any questions. You'll just be there. The moments where we crack up, just fall apart in laughter over something ridiculous, something that's not even that funny, really. But we just giggle. The moments where I'm open. I open myself up to you because I trust you. I trust you with every part of me, not just the perfect ones, the ones that I share the world, but the inner ones, the mistakes, the errors, the flaws. The moments when I think about my week, about the days gone past and all of my favourite parts, all of the best bits, about all you. I'm not sure where my life is going. I'm not sure what will happen tomorrow. I don't have a crystal ball. I can't see the future. I have no idea what the future holds. But I know that I want you there. I'm holding on to the hope that you'll be there with me, just like you are now. Because I am completely and utterly in love with you. And it's scary, but it's starting to be a little less scary than it used to be. And that is all you.